You are listening to the Fandom Podcast. But before we start this episode, we have a quick favor to ask. Next week is our 150th episode, and to celebrate, we will be doing a Q&A. This is your chance to ask us anything. Kirk versus Picard, Marvel versus DC, Apple versus Android, GIF versus GIF. Send in your questions to feedback@fandompodcast.com, at FandomCast on Twitter, over on Facebook, facebook.com/fandompodcast, or at fandompodcast.com/contact. We don't have a lot of time left, so send them in before 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Sunday, January 14th, and you can help us solve world hunger or something. We really appreciate all your help. On with the show. Welcome to the Fandom Podcast, episode 149. This is the show that brings together geeks and nerds from across the fandomverse to analyze the news and discuss your favorite TV, movies, comics, and books. This is the news roundup for the second week of January 2018, but first, he's legendary anchorman, Nick English.
You stay classy, fandomverse.
And this is Weekend Update with Jeff Dumas.
Wow, Nick got to his very quickly. It was a single sentence, no breaks. Now I'm mad. Now I'm upset.
And live from the Fandomverse, I am Brandon Ushio.
I just can't please Jeff with no matter what I do.
No, I wasn't angry at it.
You just
thought
said
it was
you
funny.
Were angry. You
no,
said,
I wasn't
now
angry,
I'm angry
about your old way.
Oh. You know?
No. I mean, yes, I did comment on the other way last week as well, but I just thought it was funny that you stay classy.
Well, I do
fan
it.
Numbers.
I do it the way that Ron Burgundy does it.
This time I was
like, okay, we're going to make sure that I'm timing this, and so I was ready to time and see how long that gap was and see if it was longer than last week. And then you just went. So, anyone who has questions about this was a throwback to last week's episode where Jeff called out Nick for increasing the pause between You Stay Classy and Fandomverse. All right, so now that all the people who are brand new are like, yeah, I don't think this is the show for me.
Welcome to Breaking Down Anchorman Quotes.
Well, that may not be too far off the mark, though.
No, someone right now listening is like, that's a good podcast. Breaking down, and they're writing it down.
The Brinkerman Quotes. No, different name. Don't listen to Brandon on names. Okay, so, all right, so why don't we jump right into our feedback? You thought I was going to say news, didn't you?
I thought you were.
So we have feedback this week. William wrote in on Twitter. He sent us a message at FandomCast. Actually, he just at reply, no, not at replied us. I'm learning this Twitter thing, and I'm going to get it, dang it.
He mentioned us.
Did he reply to it?
Dang it. I don't know. Let's find out.
So I know that he mentioned us on Twitter. He says, Fandom Movie League was a great idea. That was last week's episode. I really hope that you continue this idea next year. I've put in enough work into this spreadsheet that I've got that I've actually posted to fandompodcast.com/FML18 now.
Finally.
Seriously, I looked at it like the day it dropped and I was like, where is it? I want to see what's going on. Even though
the
nothing
update
has
button
happened.
Is important. No movies have come out. No Rotten Tomato scores have been posted. So we're all still sitting at zeros.
I just wanted to review my brilliant lineup. Bumblebee has taken me over the top.
Let him finish the feedback.
Okay, so what he says is, I didn't think Brandon did as well, but when you listed the movies, I was impressed. That was my entire strategy. My entire strategy, and I didn't tell you guys this at the time, but my entire strategy was to overbid on my first movie so that you guys would think that I was just a bumbling fool. And then you wouldn't expect me to sneak in and get Fantastic Beasts for $35.
That was pretty pricey, though, still, for Fantastic Beasts. And the only reason I didn't continue bidding, I wanted to stay in front of Jeff so that I could steal.
No, it's not stealing. It's strategy.
No. You stole it. You stole that. That was definitely a steal.
But it was just good. It was just good.
What you did was literally what I told you to do, but for a different movie. So,
yeah,
I'm only mad at myself and you a lot. I'm very mad at you. Shut up.
So here's the thing. William finishes back his feedback by saying, "But Nick is going to win." And his he on Twitter he included a GIF of Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet. It's like he thinks that movie's going to do a lot of money or something.
You know what I even hate more? I just realized my friends and I are planning on buying out a whole screening of that.
So, So here's the thing about it that you can calm down about that on Jeff. I don't think the critics are going to like it. I think they're going to think that it's a Marvel movie with too many superheroes and not enough story. And I think they're going to critically pan it. And so maybe he'll only get 60% of a gajillion dollars.
Yeah, that's kind of it's weird. I want this movie to be really good. But at the same time, personally, as a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I want Infinity War to be so good. But now, as someone who needs it to do bad, I want it to suck. Wait, are we going up? We're going off critic score or a combination of the two? I forget.
The critic score. We're just straight up critic score. Okay. That's the easiest one for me to automatically get off of Rotten Tomatoes.
That's fine.
Second off, that's the one that has not been proven to be able to be manipulated yet. So okay. We're going critic score.
It also doesn't fluctuate.
Yes.
That's something I didn't realize. That I forgot that Rotten Tomato does two different scores.
Yes. But so. Anyway. So your comments there about how you really want it to do terrible, but you really want it to do good, leads into Joe Dorowski. He commented on the episode on Facebook. He says, you will become obsessed with checking Rotten Tomatoes and box office prediction websites. He says, love the auction format. Joe is part of the Protagonist podcast, which he inspired the adjusted box office and Rotten Tomatoes adjustment on there. I played fantasy football one time, but I'm not really a football fan. And so, like, I was okay with it, things, but, like, I would see people in our league that were getting mad that their team was doing well because that meant their fantasy team was not doing well.
My favorite thing about fantasy football is the FX show, The League. It is hilarious.
And it is very inappropriate.
It is inappropriate, but it is still hilarious. If you are of the correct age, you should watch it. If not, well, I'm not going to judge.
It's not even really about fantasy football.
It's fantasy football is the reason why these people are friends. Past that, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's pretty
like
funny.
It's the MacGuffin that makes them talk.
But and they probably shouldn't talk to each other because they are
terrible human beings
to each other and to everyone around them.
Yeah. The first episode, two of them are lawyers and they make a deal based on give me your draft pick and I'll settle or something. So anyway,
that can't be legal.
Probably not. I mean, they're lawyers negotiating.
Okay. All right. So if you have any feedback on what we have said or what we've said on previous episodes and news episodes and the discussion episode, you can do both what these fine gentlemen did. They went over to Twitter at FandomCast. They went to Facebook, facebook.com/FandomPodcast, commented on the episode. Side note, with Joe Dorowski and the Protagonist podcast, this next week I will be on an episode that they have done where they break down the movie Kubo and the Two Strings. And so I was a guest on there. So go check them out. They also have this week, probably at about the same time this episode is dropping, they will have their own box office, their fantasy box office league that they have going on, where they use the same adjustment, but they didn't do the auction format. All right, so that is our feedback. So facebook.com/fandompodcast, at fandomcast on Twitter, or good old-fashioned email feedback@fandompodcast.com.
Or if you know how to send a raven, you know, well, we accept those. I don't know.
But only if I land precisely in the spot that I have dedicated to that in my backyard.
I mean, I don't know how to reply, but if a raven shows up at my house, I will, you know, I'll mention it.
Brandon used to say smoke signals, but we don't do that anymore because it's way too foggy.
Yeah, like we just can't see him.
Or we're just getting so much feedback.
This whole inversion that is happening in the Salt Lake Valley is our fault because we're getting so many smoke signal feedback. But yeah,
that's
sorry,
where
guys.
All the comments are. I need to be paying attention more.
Yeah, please do. I'm having a hard time responding to them all myself. I've already burnt down two houses. On that note,
I think you're doing it wrong.
Oh, is that how that works? Okay. All right. So before we jump into the news, I just want to remind you really quick about our Patron Funko Pop giveaway that we are going to be doing on Valentine's Day. So if there's a fandom that you want us to try to get, Stranger Things, Harry Potter.
Just in
know,
time for Valentine's Day.
In case you need a Valentine's present and you're not exactly sure what to get your significant other.
Don't rely on us because we're doing the drawing on Valentine's Day. So, you know,
you're
welcome to. I owe you potentially one Funko Pop depending on how the giveaway at patreon.com/fandompodcast is dealt with.
Exactly. So, in order to, in all seriousness, if you have a fandom you want us to look into, shoot us a message and we will see what we can do. If you are really seriously trying to be eligible for this, because not, and like we said, not because you're trying to give it away because it's on Valentine's Day, head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast and pledge at least $1 a month and you will be good to go. All right, guys, let's jump into the news. Sponsored by William. Head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast to find out more. Okay. Flight of the Conchords. I have never watched them, but they are going to return this year. I have a feeling you guys are going to chew me out for never watching them.
Brown paper, white paper, stick it together with the tape of love.
The only thing I know it's about the sticky Fly the Conchords is Nick showed us the Hip Hop Hippopotamus video
a
while ago.
I'm a hip hopopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Awkward silence. And I know one of them showed up in Legion, the FX X-Men show. And also, that same guy, I know one of them has an Oscar for the Muppets, and
well,
he also
Britt,
was Boris
Britt was
the
in
Anim.
Lord of the Rings.
He was?
Yep, he was one of the elves of Elrond.
Oh, okay.
In Elrond. And Jermaine was the crab in Moana, the big...
Wasn't he also Boris the Animal?
Yeah, he was also Boris the Animal in Men in Black 3.
Boris.
And... Taika Waititi is also their friend who directed
He's like a director.
Thor Ragnarok or something like that.
Yeah, that indie movie.
And they also have a really awesome episode that kind of features Leonard Nimoy a little bit. Bilbo Baggins song, which is really funny.
Leonard Nimoy in a Bilbo Baggins song?
Have you not heard of this, Jeff?
No.
Leonard Nimoy sung a song about and wrote a song about Bilbo Baggins in Lord of the Rings. Go look it up.
All right, I'll make a note because I don't know if my computer will like
me. Don't do it now. And all of our fandoms, friends, I don't know what to call our listeners. Our fandom listeners?
The Fandomites. I don't know.
No, I'm not feeling that. No. friends of
Send
the
in your suggestions at patreon.com. I'm kidding. Well, kind of. Anyway, Fly the Conchords coming back.
Yeah, go look up Leonard Nimoy's song about Bilbo Baggins.
I'll have a link in the show notes. I will put a link in the show notes. It'll just be easier. So, anyway, Brett McKenzie, he was on, he was one of these members of Flight of the Conchords, has said that they told Entertainment Tonight that they will shoot an hour thing in 2018. And, that was in response to whether they were going to reboot their HBO series. So are you going to reboot your HBO series? I don't know. We're going to shoot an hour thing in 2018. That could mean so many things, but they're going to shoot something in 2018. So I think people should and will be happy. We'll find out what that is eventually because marketing and stuff like that. Okay. So now that I've got a lot of homework to do for Flight of the Conchords,
let's jump over. It's only two seasons and it's delightful.
I have HBO now, so I think I should check that out because I'm sure it's on the HBO Go or whatever it is.
I've watched a few episodes.
Okay, our next news story. This one, you know, we had a non-Disney news story, and so to be fair and balanced, we got to have a Disney news story this time.
We don't to have a Disney news story.
Well, it's kind of how the fandoms work. Disney owns most of our fandoms now.
We don't have to. It's just that's how it's happening.
Okay, so Ridley Scott, he may direct a movie about Merlin the Wizard. So if you read the Merlin Saga books by T.A. Barron, it's going to be based off of that. And on that website, it says that it's going to be based off of the first two books, which is The Lost Years of Merlin and The Seven Songs. And so it's funny because Ridley Scott was just recently criticizing Disney for hiring unproven directors, and then just
shortly
after
that,
he got work
because of it. Oh yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah, he was specifically talking about Star Wars. He's like, "Would you guys quit hiring people who haven't done movies?" I don't think he liked Episode 8.
Is he the person who started the petition?
To be it. Just
he's like,
to be
I
should have
directed Episode 8. I want to be in Star Wars.
Ooh, I wouldn't mind a Ridley Scott Star Wars. That'd be fun.
I don't know. His recent stuff has not been hitting home lately.
The Martian.
He didn't Blade Runner.
He didn't do 2049.
Okay, he didn't. Prometheus.
Yeah. Never saw.
Alien Covenant.
Never.
Well, it's just because they keep bringing him back for Alien, and he kind of that.
Oh no,
has
no, they're not bringing him back. This was him. This was him wanting to do that.
Yeah.
He has 64 upcoming projects on IMDb. Wow. Okay, it's a lot of it as executive producer.
Yeah, I've got money. I will give you money. Here you go. Here's my money.
Give me money, but when you're done, you have to give it back.
Plus.
That's how producer works, right? I give you $10 to make your movie, you return 100. Isn't that how that works?
Theoretically, that's how they like it to work. So,
I mean, my scale is probably off, but
you know.
I give you 10, you give me 11.
So, Ridley Scott, though, this will be interesting because I read these books years ago and I remembered really liking them. Now, I mean, it's really hard to throw a Merlin book at me and have me not like it because I really like Merlin.
Yeah, me too.
He's a cool wizard. So
I'm pretty much like a sucker for all Arthurian like lore, all that. I go see all the movies, even if they're terrible.
See, I like Arthurian lore, but it's really Merlin. Like, I could care less about. No, that's a lie. I like Arthur, but Merlin is really the thing.
Still, my favorite cartoon. King Arthur and the Knights of Justice.
Is that the one where they go back in time?
Yeah, well, they go forward in time. Well, yes, they go back in time. It was a cartoon when in the 90s, probably 90s, and Merlin loses, like all the knights get frozen
in time, and so they bring a football team back in time.
So he goes into the future to find warriors of the future, and then
they bring like a high school football team back.
Yeah, high school football team. And, they all have the same names kind of randomly. My name is Arthur. Oh, really? Well, here, you're the leader.
And Arthur has,
ironically, the captain of the football team and the quarterback here.
It's like,
it was
all
cool.
Named after Knights of the Round Table, Galahad, Merlin.
Yeah, it was cool. I loved that show.
Yeah.
I think it lasted like one season. I was the only person that watched it.
That King Arthur one, what was it? Knights of the Justice?
King Arthur's and the Knights of Justice,
That one, it was a show that I loved as a kid, but I've thought about going back and watching it, but it scares me to go back and watch it because some of my favorite shows as a kid that I've gone back and watched, I'm like, this is terrible. What was I thinking? And then I look at what I'm watching now and I think to myself, I'll probably say the same thing in about another 30 years. So,
well, and you also think the same thing about like the stuff that your kids watch. Like, why do you watch this?
Not as much as I think my wife would prefer me to.
Because you're like, yes, watch Spider-Man. Yes, watch this awesome
show. Binged like four episodes of Rebels tonight when, my wife was like just getting a little bit fed up with the kids. I'm like, let's go upstairs to my office. And so we went upstairs to my office and I turned on half the screen was Rebels and I was doing stuff on the other half of the screen. And my kids were all just huddled around my desk. And my wife didn't even ask, but it was like four episodes of Rebels. So.
Well, I have the same problem with the Cobra right now because he only wants to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And I just keep randomly putting it on. And Lena's like, why are we watching this again? I'm like,
a Cobra wanted to do that.
Well, he does talk about it all the time and says he wants to watch it. But like today at dinner or like after dinner, I was tired and I didn't want to try to find something for everyone to watch, and it was already on Guardians, so I just turned it on. It was pretty funny. He loves that show. He loves it. It's so funny.
Baby Groot is his favorite.
Yes. He also loves Rocket. He loves Rocket. Spit it out! Spit it out!
Okay, so Ridley Scott doing a Lost Years of Merlin movie for Disney. So pretty excited about that. As we're recording this, CBS All Access has a new episode of Star Trek Discovery. So now we've done Disney, now we're going to cleanse the palate. We're going to do non-Disney. So CBS All Access has a new episode of Discovery, and you can now watch it on Amazon Prime, but not the way that you want to. So I saw the headline saying that CBS All Access is coming to Amazon Prime. I'm like, yes, I can cancel that.
Is it one of those add-ons?
It's an add-on, I mean,
they
the
do
benefit
with stars and
stars
HBO
and HBO,
and
so the benefit of this is that you have one company that you can add and remove packages really quickly and easy. I mean, it's almost the dream of a la carte cable that people had, where you can easily add packages and remove them for certain channels. However, it only has the highest tier of CBS All Access currently available, which is the $11.99, the $12 commercial-free tier. And so if you want on a, I mean, you don't save any money by putting it on CBS All Access.
All you're doing is you have a shortcut.
You have a shortcut. You get to go into the Amazon ecosystem instead of
Well, and it makes
CBS.
Sense that they would not put commercials because Amazon Prime does not have commercials. So
they're in talks. They are in talks to add the lower tiers into it. So I don't know how that would work, but
yeah.
I didn't realize there were multiple tiers to All Access. I'm not surprised, but I didn't. It's something I never researched.
Yeah, it's like I want to say it's $5.99 for the lowest level entry with commercials. But I'll tell you, you can't watch Star Trek Discovery that way. I got to the first commercial, and I'm like, nope, we're upping this to commercial free. and then my wife fell in love with commercial free on her shows. So
it is nice. It is a wonderful thing.
It is. I added a TV tuner to my Plex. To my Plex box that will automatically record shows, and I found there's a checkbox in there that says automatically delete commercials. And I'm like, yes,
wow.
Please.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay, but doing that, you can't be mad at product placement.
I'm okay with that. Okay. I'm okay with that because you can do product placement well. Like if it's bad product placement, I might get mad at it. But if it's tastefully done, I'm just fine with that. I actually hate it when they don't do product placement, like when they have a laptop with a big sticker on the back so that they don't show yeah. the brand. I'm like, just that distracts me more than anything else. So.
I remember when the NFL first started introducing tablets for on-screen and all whatnot. One week, the announcer said, yeah, they're using iPad-like thingies on the benches now.
Oh, they got in so much
the
trouble.
The next week. Every possible surface, I didn't want to say surface, but every possible surface said Microsoft Surface everywhere on the sides of the monitors, along the benches, everywhere said Microsoft Surface. Like, okay, we're using surfaces. We're not using iPads. Sorry.
Yeah. The NFL had to actually pay, or whatever broadcasting company, there was a news story about it, actually had to pay damages to Microsoft because they had a contract saying you're going to market our stuff, and then they ended up marketing Apple stuff, and they were like, that is not what you were supposed to do. So okay, so CBS All Access coming to Amazon Prime, but not in the way you want it to.
Yeah, I don't have either one of them. It doesn't affect me at all.
All right, next news story is that literally dozens of people showed up. I think that means two dozen, because headlines like to be deceptive like that. But literally dozens of people showed up outside of Warner Brothers demanding a Zack Snyder director's cut of Justice League.
Do some people realize why he left?
I think they understand why. I think that they just... I mean, I think I honestly believe it should happen. Like, I'd be okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be, like, I want to see what he...
You're not demanding it.
No.
If they released one,
yeah, if they released one, I'd be like, sweet, I'm totally watching this. I'm curious.
Yeah, it's more Justice League.
You know?
It's just more Justice
but
League.
But also, like, hey, I wanted to see Black Superman.
Cyborg
or,
Superman?
You know,
sorry.
Black suited. Sorry, I should say that. Black suited Superman. Yeah, or whoever. Like, you know, and kind of see what his vision was. And then everyone can either be like, yeah, that is the worst thing I've ever seen. Good job, Joss Whedon. Or they can say, Joss Whedon, that sucked. Why didn't you go that direction? Like, you know, but right now we have no context for it. And so people are just blowing.
Zack Snyder in the DCEU is 0-2.
Yo, I agree.
If we don't count Justice League towards Zack Snyder at all. Like we say, it's a Joss Whedon film entirely, not just
we'll
not
say
Zack
half.
Snyder.
So like
he's
0-2. One half for three, right?
Maybe, like, but we don't know if what we liked in Justice League was Snyder or Whedon. There's no way for me to. Okay, I'm not going to put the effort into finding out what Joss Whedon did and what Zack Snyder did. I don't care that much. I enjoyed Justice League as is.
Yeah.
Just because somebody doesn't like, just because you don't like the movie, guess what? Just don't like it. Okay. Just don't like it. Don't ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah, and why are you wasting your time in front of Warner Brothers? Like, you have better things to do with your time. At least I hope you do.
So a lot of they didn't have a ton of numbers, but they did have cosplayers. So I wonder how many of these were like cosplayers who are like, I don't really care about this, but I got this really cool Batman costume that I want to show off to the world.
Or people saying, hey, I'm going to go protest Warner Brothers. Who has a Batman costume that they can wear outside of it? I will pay you for your time. How many cosplayers do you think were hired to say, look, you didn't like the movie, here's $100, show up in your Batman costume, be there for an hour, and then you're good.
I doubt that they paid. I mean, this is a YouTuber who organized it, and
some YouTubers make bank.
Okay, this like, is, oh, that's true. That's true.
There's some people
who
are like,
this is a minor YouTuber who organized it.
There's some people who are like, oh, you can't use YouTube as your job. Well, you kind of can.
There are YouTube millionaires out there. It's
one of them is that little kid, Ryan's Toy Review, that my son watches every five seconds.
We're not, he can afford to pay for advertisement space.
Sure.
Plug him on here.
So. The funniest thing that I have about this is that there was a dress code. So he is absolutely no shirts / signs insulting Warner Brothers, Joss, etc. will be allowed in the photo. He also did not allow them to bring their own signs. He says, please do not bring any signs. I will have the # release the Snyder Cut sign. And this is the only sign that we want in the photo so that the focus will be on that.
Okay, I'm looking up this hashtag.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So please share this around everywhere so we can have a large group in the photo supporting Zach and his Justice League cut.
Does he really care?
Zach?
I would love to know if he's like...
Right now, I think Zack Snyder is just flattered. I think he's like, look, I'm flattered, you guys. But sure. he didn't... I think a big thing is, I don't know if he'd want to.
He didn't leave, like, because
he
was
mad.
No, he left
for personal reasons.
Yeah, he left.
He didn't get fired. He didn't. Yeah. He left because of his family. You're not letting me make the movie. It's
you know, he left on good terms. So, I mean, that's kind of a positive towards the fact that we could get a director's cut, but...
He left on good terms, but he was not invited back either. Let's just say that. All the future projects do not have Zack Snyder in them.
That's true. Anyway.
So... our next superhero movie news revolves around Black Panther. See, back to Disney.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
Okay, so this one, this news story, this Black Panther news story, I wasn't going to include it because I saw it first. I was like, oh, this is dumb. And then I saw it from three different outlets, and I was like, okay, this is the thing that people are talking about, so I'm going to mention it. So Black Panther is now owned by Disney. Disney does all sorts of trading pins. If you go to Disneyland, there are all sorts of trading pins there that you can wear. People like spend a ton of money and time collecting these pins. So they are releasing a Black Panther pin. The problem with this pin is right around the eyes, they did the Pantone color for a pale pink flesh. And
here, let's just cut to the chase. They took out Black Panther's eyes and made him a white guy.
Yeah, so
it clearly looks
Panther
like
mask,
he's white. Yeah, he's got a white face when Black Panther does not at all. So it was just very poor judgment, and probably the person had no idea who Black Panther was when they made the pin. And why did this get past anyone?
There are rumors that this may have been Photoshopped because it's a leaked image. They are saying that this may be Photoshopped. Other people are saying, no, it's because of the different... Because they took a couple pictures. They took it with different lighting. Because they do have a mug with a very similar style that has darker skin on it.
Well, and the thing is like Black Panther doesn't have like open eye sockets in his helmet. So it doesn't make sense anyway, like for him, his eyes to be even... like visible.
Yeah, he's got the shells over his eyes, the white shells, kind of
like a Spider-Man. Yeah. So, yeah. They're clearly going to fix it. So, this is fake.
All
news.
I can say is if they do release any of those whitewashed pins, I want one because that's going to be worth some money. all right.
First in
next...
line at Disneyland.
Right. I did that 1 year for the Finding Nemo ride. We were there the day that it opened, and the people that I went to Disneyland with, we had to go there at like 6 a.m. so that we could get in line and get the collectible trading pins that were only available on that day.
Wow.
Yeah. We didn't.
It's crazy.
We've only been to Disneyland once, and it was for the 50th anniversary was the big event going on, and I don't think we spent money. I think my mom bought pins, but she didn't be like... We need this. We need the ones commemorating this exact moment. She just was like, I like this character. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I before I went to Disneyland with my kids this last time, I bought pins online. And because there are people in California with 9 billion of those pins. And
I'm sure there's someone's entire Etsy shop is just, I go to Disneyland a lot. I pick up these pins and then I sell them back at twice the price.
Yeah, and so I paid like $30 for 50 pins or something like that, and I split them between my kids and let them trade all they wanted to because I didn't care about all of the, because I didn't pay $10 per pin.
That's so awesome.
Anyway, so yeah, there are ways to do this pin thing. It's a big deal. Like, if you are not part of that culture, you would be shocked to walk in and find that. All right.
So if we have any listeners in California and can get your hands on one of these pins, we would greatly appreciate.
I will give you a Funko Pop for it. Jeff, I need to borrow a Funko Pop.
He's got a tower in his room. Like, that tower has grown. Like, I walked in there the other day and I was like, whoa, Jeff, this is like three times the size.
When you said, oh, I'm going to go take a look at that Luke Pop, I was just like, good luck. But luckily I had
it. It took me like 20 minutes to find it, number one. It looked pretty much like the wall that they have at the nerd store, like just wall to wall, Funkos all the way up the wall. No, I'm just kidding.
I told you exactly where the Luke Pop was.
Jeff, this isn't actually a podcast. This is an intervention.
Wow, it only took you 100 episodes to finally do an intervention.
We had to sneak it in there. So.
Talk about the long con. Maybe one of these days I'll try to do a big photo of all my pops.
That would be cool. All right, so now that we've got Disney taste, let's rinse that out. Let's cleanse our palate. Back to DC, back to Warner Brothers. CW, Supergirl is getting a hiatus, and
When you posted that and the headline just said it's getting a hiatus, my first thought was, so every show gets a hiatus. So
but
why
not
is this important?
So this is not the kind of hiatus that you would expect. So they already have had their mid-season break. And so on January 15th, they are going to come back. And then they'll be back for about a month. And then starting February 12th, their time slot goes to Legends of Tomorrow. And until April 16th. So from February to April, they're not going to have any new episodes. And people are saying, well, maybe it's because Supergirl's not doing well with ratings and stuff like that. And so they talked at the Television Critics Association press tour. The CW president, Mark Pedowitz, I don't know how to say his name, sorry about that.
Does he know he's listening?
I'm sure he is. This is a very important industry podcast. This is the Fandom Podcast. I think they would listen. So it says that, or he said that production issues played a part in the decision to put Supergirl onto hiatus. So he said, we had a moment where they had some production issues, ones that predated and were independent of Andrew Kreisberg's removal as co-showrunner, is what they said. So they said that it's fine. And previously the president of CW also said that they were worried about too many superhero shows going on at the same time because they've got Black Lightning debuting on January 16th. So
right after the Flash.
I was going to say that that's actually probably pretty wise because they've already oversaturated their own market.
Yeah, like you have to watch CW shows every night if you want to stay current on
caught
that
up.
Or DVR it all and binge it all Thursday night like I do.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
Either way. So I have to pick and choose.
Anyway, they said that fans of Supergirl should not be worried in any way, shape, or form. We are big believers in the show and big believers in Melissa Benoist. I don't know how to say her name. Sorry. I know she listens too.
I think it's Benoist.
So, and they are pleased with the direction of the show. So, all right. So that's that. Supergirl.
I still have yet to be able to watch Supergirl.
I still have yet to see them cancel shows. Like last year in our predictions episode that Jeff and I did, I was pretty sure they were going to cancel Arrow after it reached 100 episodes, and they just didn't do that. And I was like, oh, okay, because Arrow really needs it.
Arrow and took a weird turn.
Yes, it did.
Finale. Like everyone, I'm going to spoil Arrow. Everyone quit. Like they spent like a couple seasons building up this team. Like it had Mr. Fantastic. Nope, not that guy. Mr. Terrific. Yeah. Like as soon as I said, I thought that is not right, but it sounds right. It's not. It's Mr. Terrific. And they had a new Black Canary and some guy named Wild Dog. It was interesting. Diggle was Green Arrow for a while. It was worth watching if you stuck with it, in my opinion. But then everyone quit in the finale. So I don't know. But I'm going to still watch it just because it's going to still record. My DVR is still set. So.
All right. Next news story, superhero news story. Remember how we talked about Spawn getting a movie and how Todd McFarlane, even though he's the creator, he may not be the best director. holy cow, they're coming out of left field with this thing. They're giving Spawn the silent treatment. Todd McFarlane says that they are not going to give Spawn any lines in the Spawn movie.
Oh, good. I don't know.
Wait, why?
It's going to be a silent film like The Artist. They're just going to, it's going to be black and white and there's going to be piano.
That's like when somebody says, we should have a Chewy movie. No, you don't have a main character that no one can understand or doesn't talk. Like, that just doesn't make sense.
So this is what McFarlane said. He says, Spawn doesn't say a word the entire movie. It's about the sheriff and the people chasing the ghost. That's it. The lead role isn't Spawn. The lead role is a cop, like Sheriff Brody from Jaws. So he's comparing it to Jaws.
They're trying to do, like, Gotham.
I don't know. With his comparison, Spawn is going to be the shark.
That doesn't show up. That way they can keep their budget down.
Yeah.
He was expected to be in a lot more of the movie, but mechanical issues.
Yeah.
Oh, so McFarlane wants to film in the actual ocean, so they have to... Okay. Okay, can someone draw me up a Spawn/Jaws poster? Like, I want Spawn, but it to be clearly
Jaws with the Spawn mask on him. Is that what you're looking for?
I don't know. I don't know where. I don't really know what I want, but still.
So yeah, I mean, it's interesting because apparently this is not going to be like a comic book movie. This is going to be a supernatural thriller. Like Todd McFarlane doesn't want to do a comic book movie.
Interesting. Okay, well.
So, yeah, I guess he's not going to get a backstory, and I guess you're not going to see why he's doing what he's doing. He's going to be the shark from Jaws.
That is a different take on a superhero movie, so.
Mm-hmm.
Making them the monster. All right.
Yeah, I guess that's the way. Todd McFarlane likes to do new things. Great. Give it a shot. If nobody does it, we won't know if it works or not. So maybe it's going to be like Deadpool, and the vision of the character is going to come out really well with that. I doubt it, but we'll see.
One can hope.
Okay, Game of Thrones not coming out until 2019. I don't know much more to say about that other than sorry, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, there's more to that. It's going to be the final season.
Well, yeah, we pretty much knew that, though.
I don't keep up with Game of Thrones news. Okay. I didn't know that was common knowledge.
So from what I've heard, part of the reason why they are doing it, pushing production out so long, is because they want to end on a bang, and they are doing some crazy episodes.
Filming like 7 endings to throw people who are spying off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, yeah, they're pulling a Negan on it or.
So I feel like this is kind of like Walking Dead meets Sherlock, because you got the multiple endings that are filmed, plus the Sherlock where you have to wait a few years in between each season, but then the result is basically a bunch of really good movies. Hmm. So Game of Thrones, they're trying to end it on a bang, but that means nothing until 2019.
There's so much stuff coming out in between. Like, for me, I'm so saturated into so many different fandoms that I'll have something to watch. It's fine.
You're not running out of shows to watch.
No.
So, all right. Then also, our last news story is that we are going to release the fanboys. I really think that we should have like a recurring segment called Release the Fanboys, where we talk about the rage that stupid people are having on the internet.
A rage rant. Like maybe just a sound drop.
Here's the thing. I'm not mad about this, but one of the producers on James Bond has said that the next James Bond could potentially be black or female. And holy cow, have fanboys lost their mind.
So I am full on board with Idris Elba as James Bond.
Right?
Like, I mean, there's no woman off the top of my head that I would say, like, I want her to be James Bond.
I was thinking Jodie Whittaker, but now she's kind of taken something.
Well, I mean, I would have said Helen Mirren, but like 20 years ago.
I could see Helen Mirren, but I don't think she could
do it now.
Stunts.
You know what would make fanboys go crazy?
If they hired a black woman.
Black woman.
And made her a lesbian.
It's funny. My first thought of black woman in James Bond is Naomi Harris. And I only knew that name because I'm currently looking at IMDb. But Naomi Harris plays Moneypenny.
That would be kind of cool.
I think it'd be hilarious if the next movie
She's Mrs. Bond. She is
whatever. She's 007. However they want to name it, I don't care. And Daniel Craig is Moneypenny. I want that movie.
See, so here's the thing. I watched a bunch of back and forth on this, and some people are just flat out upset that he's not going to be white, and usually those people are white. Actually, I did not run across a single person who said they weren't going to be white. Or that weren't white. And I made a snarky comment about, oh, well, you know what, we can give up James Bond because there are a lot of other straight white male protagonists. So I guess we can give up one more. And I was trying to be sarcastic and it didn't come across right. And so I had this guy who was like furious about it, defending me, and this other guy like yelling at me for like, what do you mean we have enough straight white male? Are those the only ones that matter? It's like, look at me. My name is Brandon Ushio.
Look at my last name. Do you think I am white?
Click on my picture. You will tell that I am not a straight white male.
Oh, y'all look like.
So right now the current cast of Bond 25 is Daniel Craig and Moneypenny, Q, and Tanner are all rumored. So I'm pretty sure for the next Bond movie, it is going to be Daniel Craig. But for that.
Yeah, I'm like, pretty sure.
I've seen every article it's been is like Daniel Craig doesn't know if he wants to come back or maybe he is contracted to come back. I don't know. But as of right now, IMDb at least says he's in.
Yeah, I don't think it's the next James Bond movie. I think it's the next James Bond.
It's the future of Bond.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Idris Elba, this would not be a PC pandering movie. Idris Elba is just a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And
they should just describe to executives, we need a strong male lead if they want to go male. I'm assuming male because I think it's going to be easier personally to accept a black male versus a female. That's just me saying. I'm not saying I want that. I'm just throwing it out there. I think it'll be easier for people to accept. But if they just describe, we need a strong male character. He has to be British. He has to be able to do action. He has to be good looking. He has, you know, all this. And Idris Elba fits all these. I was going to say most, but that's not for me to say. Fits all these things. So it's like, why can't he be it?
Dude, just picture him saying, the name's Bond. James Bond. And I'm sold.
Bum, 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 bum.
Like, literally. I'm sold.
And I'm sure that there's... I wouldn't be surprised if there's someone shouting at their phone right now. There are other black male... There are other black British actors. Who do you want? Like, who do you want to... My first thought is Idris Elba, because that's
who we know.
A while ago.
Well, yeah, and also, you know, like, he's... I mean, for me, he's just the perfect choice. But if there's another one, open my eyes.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to anyone else. I just that's one of the few that I know.
All right, I got it. I got it. The next Bond is going to be Peter Dinklage.
That would be interesting.
It'd be so awesome.
So
he can do anything.
So I'm gonna put something out there in defense of the fanboys, and say that they're not all racist and sexist. Because if you remember when Daniel Craig was cast as James Bond. People lost their minds that a blonde was going to be James Bond.
I know. I was just thinking that too.
So it's. I think James Bond fans might just not like change.
Oh, no one likes change.
Yeah, I think James Bond fans might be a little bit more.
Well, here's the thing. My age bracket has only seen Bond change once. Changed from Pierce Brosnan to Daniel Craig. I have not. That's the only James Bond change I know of. Like. For a while, I thought Pierce Brosnan was the only James Bond, and no, there was this big back catalog. I think it was sixth grade before I learned that Sean Connery was James Bond, when I had to do a report on Scotland.
So I remember Pierce Brosnan's James Bond, and I remember him being cast as James Bond and thinking to myself, okay, Remington Steele's James Bond, I'm okay with that. And Jeff has no idea who Remington Steele is because
I've heard the name Remington Steele. I couldn't tell
you. It's not a razor blade, I promise.
I didn't think it was.
That's just what it's always evoked in my mind. The name Remington Steele always sounds like a brand that Gillette would use or something. Anyway, on that note.
Private Eye Laura Holt grudgingly accepts a new partner when a mysterious man assumes the identity of her fictitious box, Remington Steele. Together, the two battle crime as their feelings for each other. That's the end of the...
The
case, a female private detective partnered with a former thief who assumes the role of a fictional detective in the business.
He has played a lot of thieves or former thieves in his career.
Thomas Crown Affair.
After the Sunset. Great movie. Not a great movie. Mamma
Mia,
I just
Here We
it.
Go Again.
Yeah, he was in Mamma Mia.
All right.
They're doing a second one.
I know. Mamma Mia that's too. What the movie is.
That's what it's called?
Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Oh.
He's playing
I found that out by watching The Grand Tour on Amazon Prime. Because they interviewed one of the actors for it. And they said, Mamma Mia 2. And I was like, that's happening. All right.
That is a thing that is happening.
All right. So.
The World's End was fun. He was in that. I don't know why we're talking about Pierce Brosnan all of a sudden. I'm up for a change in James Bond. That can be a thing.
See, one of the things that in this forum that I saw that... Really, I was like, why is this? This guy was adamant. He's like, the studio owes fans more respect than this than changing this character. And then he listed off a bunch of people, said, why don't we just change all of these people to black? Let's change Luke Skywalker and Spock and Kirk and blah, 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 and listed off a bunch of them. And I was like, you know what? They could do that. And I would be okay with that because not a single one of those characters are defined by their race.
Did you reply that way?
Yeah, I did, and he didn't get it.
And he, he was...
Did he correct your spelling or anything like
no,
that?
No, he
didn't reply?
He replied on something that I didn't even say, so he was just one of those guys who was arguing with everyone. But, you know, if you are not... the studios do not owe us anything as fans. If anything, it's usually the other way around. As fans, we owe the studio. And we owe the storytellers. Maybe not the studio.
People shouldn't be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
So what I'm saying though is we owe the storytellers. we owe those storytellers because they're the ones who are coming up with the stories that fuel our imaginations. And if you are a storyteller yourself, great. I'm glad. But I feel like all of the fans. I mean, that's why Last Jedi got tanked by so many people, is because so many fans came up with so many
John
theories.
John Boyega, he could be James Bond. He's British and black.
He could.
I don't know why we're forcing black. We could, yeah.
That's not how the Force works, Jeff.
It's not how the Force works. He could, James Bond could be all sorts of different minorities. Jackie Chan is James Bond. Or age-appropriate Jackie Chan is James Bond.
Yeah, I feel like I don't care what they do with the character as long as they give me a good story. If Hollywood is going to require you to be attached to some ultra-big franchise that they'll make a lot of money on before they let you tell a good story, great. Change around that franchise a little bit. People will come see it, and you'll get your money back, and then I will get a good story. That's all I want. I just want good stories. And, so if you have to change the race to tell those good stories, change the race. Get it done already.
Dude, I have the solution here. Hayley Atwell is James Bond.
There we go. Agent Bond. Agent Carter. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
She's pretty much said she's looking for work already.
Kate Beckinsale probably could play it, but I don't know if she should be Bond. Although, she could lure anyone to her bed. Both of them
and
that's probably something they'll take out of a woman playing Bond. I don't know. Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
No, because that is part of who Bond is. And if they take that out, they are saying that is a strictly male thing.
Yeah.
And so
I don't. That's a slippery slope right there.
Yeah.
It can be taken either way. I've just been spending the last few minutes trying to figure out who could play Bond as a woman.
So I haven't been listening to you guys. I've just been going through.
No,
all
I've been
the
listening.
British...
I've been listening, but I'm like, okay, British and beautiful, and has been in action shows. Like those are the three things, right?
All right. Well, then on that note, I think if you enjoyed what you heard, head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast and let us know. We really rely on the listeners like you to keep this thing going. If you can't afford the dollar a month right now, that's fine. We've been there. I know I say that every week, but we really have been there. And I have to do my taxes this month, and I might be there again. We'll see. But there are ways that you can support us other than going to Patreon. You can go to fandompodcast.com/contact and leave us a message. The social media that I talked about earlier, facebook.com/fandompodcast, at fandomcast on Twitter, or, you know, good old-fashioned email, feedback@fandompodcast.com. Got all sorts of options. We're going to be doing the Patreon Funko Pop giveaway, so that is always fun there. If you want to help support the show in non-Patreon, non-feedback ways, you can always use our affiliate links, which can be found over at fandompodcast.com/support. We have an Audible affiliate link, which gives you 2 free audiobooks when you start a trial there. We have a 7-day free CBS All Access. So if you sign up for that after listening to this, you go to fandompodcast.com/CBS, sign up, get the 7 days. You get the first part of the season. You get the new episode that just came out the night that we are recording this. And then you will get the next episode, which is coming out the next Sunday. With that, until next time.
That's not fair.
You say that so often. I wonder what your basis for comparison is.
May the fandom be with you.
#outtakes. I'm not sure what I just said. Like, I'm not sure what this is a reference to. Is it a reference? I don't know. Someone explain. when you send in your outros, please explain what they're coming from. Also, more outros. Thank you, Wendy, for thinking this actually is fun. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, jeez. Hey, it is fun, Jeff.
That was meant to sound like we legitimately thank you for actually listening, being a patron, and saying it was a joy.
This is definitely getting put into the bloopers because I want to make sure Wendy knows that we're talking about her, but it's too easy to make fun of Jeff right now, so... This is definitely going into the outtakes. #outtakes. Just for you, Jeff.
Why?
Just for you.
See, that if you should didn't be the react. New. That you, one of you saying #outtakes should be the new beep that instead of that little noise you make. I don't know how to describe it.
It's a vibraphone ARP.
Well, you could do the vibraphone ARP and #outtakes. Yeah, let me do a really good one. #outtakes.
I'm going to have to put an explosion after that.
And the explosion is Jeff rolling his eyes.
#outtakes.
Welcome to the Fandom Movie League update, week 1. This is the week of January 7th, and here are your scores. It's a tie. None of the movies have actually come out yet, so instead I'm going to explain why you're hearing my voice right now. I'm going to be giving these weekly updates, so you don't have to do any of the math, because we already did it for you. And by we, I mean Brandon. And by Brandon, I mean a program he set up. Coming out this week, we have, for Nick, Paddington 2 on Friday. This will give him a healthy head start, because the next 2 movies are also for him. Nick actually has all the movies in January. If you want to follow along yourself, you can go to fandompodcast.com/FML. And until next time, go see movies. I guess. I don't know how I'm supposed to end these. Okay, bye.